TJ here from Anime and Us. Just wanted to mention that we still have microphone issues. We did buy a new mic, and it will be. It has already been implemented. I don't know how many episodes this bad mic issue is going to be, but in this episode, it was pretty bad in two spots, and I couldn't figure it out without ruining the rest of the audio. So it's brief, but there's a few seconds where that really annoying crunching sound goes in, and I apologize for the sound quality on this episode. But with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the rest of it. It is only within the first 5 minutes, and it's only once or twice. So sorry about that, but thanks for listening. Bye. Episode 97 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of. Still got it.
Alright, so last episode, at the end, we spun for Category F. And we got my pick, right? I think was that the week before? I can't remember.
Well, no, you got your pick back at, like, Z, and you just decided to use it on F. Because You decided to use it because we were going on holiday break, essentially.
I just completely slammed into the computer desk, sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, did we spin on Fairy Tail? Is that what actually came up?
No, you picked Fairy Tail because we were going
off.
Because we had 3 weeks off because all the holidays fell on our recording days.
Yeah, I remember watching a few episodes back in the day. Apparently, up to the last arc that I watched. I watched up until episode, like, 48 or 49, which was the conclusion of, what's his name? The electric guy. What's his name?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
But he's the grandson of the, we'll get to the premise and all that in a second. He's the grandson of the Guildmaster.
Guildmaster.
So I remember an episode or two of that. So apparently I'd watched quite a bit of it. I didn't even realize.
I actually watched one more arc than you.
Oh yeah? What was the next arc?
It was, they just fought a bunch, they're called the Aracion Five. There are pretty much dark guild magicians trying to get a grand weapon or something. So I ended up watching 63, and then the Shonen burnout kicked in, and I was like, because I watched 50 episodes the first week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I watched anything. We had about 3 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched like 2 episodes the first week, and then I watched like 38 of them the second week, and then I watched like 10 of them the last week.
Yeah, no, I did 50 in the first week, and then I staggered for like the last 13 over the next one.
Shonen, it doesn't really matter what Shonen is, it's very easy to watch. You know what's happening. Nothing's surprising, but it still kind of hooks you. You still kind of want to watch it.
But after a while, that burnout hits.
Yeah. Sooner or later, it's going to hit.
Yeah, I mean, this one hit faster than normal, because I think I stopped watching One Piece at around 313 episodes. But this one hit a lot quicker and a lot sooner, probably because I've watched so much anime, and it just...
Well, I have another reason for it, but let's get into the wiki first, and then premise.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I got another reason why the burnout might hit a little bit quicker. So it's a Japanese, Fairy Tail is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Hiro Mashima, something like that. Serialized in Shonen Magazine from August 2006 to July 2017. It was, the collector's chapters, I merged chapters and collected in the same word. The chapters were collected and published in 63 tankobon volumes. I assume it's like a big book or something. I have no idea. Could just be the mangas. I have no idea what that is. The manga was adapted into an anime series produced by A1. A1 Pictures, Dentsu 2 Inks, Statelight Bridge, and Cloverworks. Broadcast on TV Tokyo from October 2009 till March 2013. And then a second series was from 2014 to 2016. Third series up to 2019. There's a lot of Fairy Tail. It's not quite as big as One Piece, because One Piece just hit 1,000 chapters. I think it's on like episode 900-something. But it's still really, really big.
Yeah.
What was it, 50 episodes for the first little season thing that's on Netflix, and then it goes up to like 200, and then there's like another one. There's a lot of episodes.
There's no way
we were watching it all.
No. There was ever an expectation of watching them all.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could watch as many as we could, and in this case, it just happened to be 60 for me and 40 for you.
48, 49. I forget which one it was.
I
there was a very clear ending to the arc, and that was on like Tuesday, and today's Thursday or Friday because normally we record on Thursday. But I was like, I don't know if I'm getting through another 15 episodes or whatever the next arc would be. So let's just cut it off there.
Yeah, it's 63 is the next ending. Well, more like
that might have been doable.
It was actually 60 because I went like one or two episodes into the next arc, and I just didn't like the way it was shaping up, so it kind of burned me out a little bit there.
So the burnout that happens with really big manga or animes like this does happen, obviously, because they're so big and you can only watch so much of it before you're like, all right, I'm done. But in my opinion, in a year or two, you'll come back and be like, let me watch a couple more episodes. And you'll get another 50 in.
You say that, but I haven't gotten back to Naruto, and I've watched that like 5 years
Did
ago.
Did you like it, though?
I like Naruto.
Did you like One Piece?
I like One Piece. I haven't gotten back to One Piece either, though.
Well, it hasn't been that long. I'm talking like a couple years down the line to get back into it.
I mean, Naruto is... There's so much crap in between the good stuff.
Until you get the Shippuden, but it's still crap.
I'm talking about Shippuden.
There is a lot. I realized early on with Shippuden, where I found out early on that they had caught up to the manga, and that every like two episodes of story, there'd be like one or two episodes of filler. I just didn't watch those.
Uh-huh.
People might be upset with me about that. I don't give a shit. They're complete filler. It's not canon. It's bullshit. I can't watch dozens upon dozens of filler episodes. I can't do that. One or two, sure.
Like, I got 130-something episodes into Shippuden, and I was just, like, done.
Yeah, it gets a little tough. But, so the burnout, obviously you get it from long series. I think there's another reason for burnout with Fairy Tail, is that it's as generic as a shonen can be. It doesn't quite have the charm that One Piece has. It doesn't have the storytelling that One Piece has. Dragon Ball Z has better fights, in my opinion.
You know what?
Naruto has better world building and a way better magic system. They go into detail with their magic system. That's an issue I have with this. They don't go into detail with their magic system.
That's because it's a D&D magic world.
I'm just saying, it bothers me.
It is bland in certain aspects, but I think the focus on the four different main characters instead of the one main protagonist was better than some of those other ones.
Maybe four is probably a better number than One Piece. One Piece has, what, like six or something?
My point is, in One Piece, Luffy has his crew, but the story always circles around to Luffy again.
Yeah, it's always the main character, and that's not always the case with...
And Fairy Tail, I mean, Natsu is the main character, but he gets his ass kicked a lot, and then, what's her name? The strong one, the sword, armor. Urza usually is the one that ends up saving the day a lot of the
time. She saves the day a lot. So, and a couple times he saved the day.
I mean, he did, but...
Gray, the ice guy, he saved the day, like, once.
So everyone takes their turns to save the day, and it's a team effort rather than just...
Which is good.
And I found that more refreshing. I also found it refreshing that the girls are there more prominent, and you know what I mean?
And especially Urza is important. She's right. Not just fluff. Lucy's kind of fluff,
but the story always revolves around Natsu and Lucy's...
Yes.
Lucy, which means...
For some reason, she's involved in an intricate way.
Right, but... So the focus is not on just Natsu. It seems like the story is focused on both characters. And I do like that focus. But you're right. Everything else around it is kind of bland.
Fluffy. It's like a pillow.
Right.
Or a marshmallow. There's a lot there, but there's not a lot of substance. There's not a lot of meat.
Right. There's a lot of different characters, though.
Which is kind of refreshing.
And I like that. So that's what they're good at in the show, the characters. But the shonen storylines are so generic and so bland.
Some of them are perfectly fine. Like,
Yu
Yu Hakusho, that's amazing.
Right.
It's a shonen. Dragon Ball Z, it's got its issues, but it's a good show.
And even within...
One Piece got its issues.
Like,
good show.
Even within Fairy Tail, some of the arcs are good. Like, the one where they're fighting each other... In the city. That was a pretty good arc.
That was just the last one we ended on. Yeah. The last arc I ended on, anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that was a pretty good arc. I liked that a lot.
So, or even the one where they're fighting against the other guild, and it's in their squares.
Like,
but when they're fighting the dark guilds, and it's just good versus evil, it's kind of boring. But it's also really dark in spots, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
But before we get into that, we never did the premise.
Oh, there you go. It's a D&D type world where magic's kind of there, and they don't never really explain it. Like, oh, I can heal you. Oh, I can shoot fire. And then there's guilds. And, you know, you take a job up, and once you join the guild, yeah, obviously you have to use magic if you're in the guild. Sometimes they join up in parties, which eventually happens with our heroes. They get a party of four.
And it doesn't look like any magician has the same powers.
Which is really weird.
Yeah.
I was actually going to bring that up because, like, there's no other fire user like Natsu.
Well,
there's other users that use fire, but not like him.
But he's a dragon slayer. That's...
Sure, but think of it like this. Gray is not a dragon slayer. He has ice like Natsu has fire.
True.
He uses it differently. Like, he has to use his hand movements and weird shit. But he the actual product is very similar to Natsu's.
No, okay.
So why isn't there a fire version of that?
Maybe
there is later on.
I hear what you're saying, but Natsu in particular, the Dragon Slayers were explicitly told that they're rare and that they don't.
For sure, but if there's a fire one, then there's an ice one somewhere.
Like
Night Gray has ice powers,
right.
Which would be very similar, not as strong. They even say it in the series, like the other characters talking about Gray and Natsu, how Gray isn't as strong as Natsu.
But like my point is, Gray uses ice powers, but like his rival that we find out later has the same ice powers, but it's still different. He creates ice.
One hand, and they're alive, whereas Grays are like static.
Right. There's
inanimate objects.
There's no single double.
Yes.
Thing which I found strange. There has to be doubles somewhere, you know.
Well, I guess Gray's teacher was a double. She could do both, mind you, but
yeah,
she stuck with the.
I guess it would be passed down from teacher to teacher. I guess I don't know.
By the way, not to the main character. They call him a Dragon Slayer, but he's not really a Dragon Slayer. He just learned magic from a dragon.
Well, no, it's called Dragon Slayer Magic.
Yeah, but still, you learned it from a dragon, so what are you going to go slay a dragon?
Yeah, I never understood why that would...
It makes sense, at least at this point in the series.
I agree, it never made sense, but they did tell you that only dragons can teach Dragon Slayer magic.
Yeah, a little weird, but whatever. And Natsu's the whole giant arc of the show, at least from the beginning, is Natsu's looking for his dragon, who's gone missing. His name's Igneel.
Yeah. And there's a couple other Dragon Slayers. You didn't get to it, but they introduce a girl in the next arc who has healing magic, who's looking for a wind dragon.
Mm-hmm. Before we got to that, there's an Iron Dragon Slayer.
Right.
You don't need other dragons. And the arc that I finished, well, there's the electric guy was from an electric dragon.
No.
He's a Dragon Slayer.
He's a Dragon Slayer, but he's a fake Dragon Slayer.
Oh, was he fake?
Yeah, he had an orb place in him, apparently.
Did they say that in your arc?
No, they said that at the end of that arc.
Maybe it was an episode after.
Maybe.
Because, like, when the last episode I watched, he came to the guild, spoke to Grandpa, the guild master, and the guild master kicked him out, and then he walked away, and I was like, oh, that's done.
No,
that's a perfect ending.
I think they mentioned it, oh, you know what, did you see the parade?
Yeah.
I think it was in the episode. It was only a line. It was like,
yeah. A single line.
It was like, yeah, he's not a real Dragon Slayer. He wasn't trained by a dragon. He's got a fake orb place in him that has it.
Which, he's older than Natsu and all the other people, probably 10 years older than them. He's drawn physically older. You know what I mean?
Right.
Natsu looks like a 15-year-old. He looks like an adult.
Right.
He looks like a 20, mid-20s maybe. So it makes sense for him to be vastly stronger than him.
Right.
But that much stronger for fake Dragon Slayer magic? I don't know.
I mean, they also said that they put it in him at a young age because he didn't develop magic on his own. So maybe that's just the orb getting more powerful at this time.
Yeah, it growing and him growing right. with it. Anyway.
So, yeah. I mean, I do like there are stronger guild members than the main characters.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, I can't remember his name. Mystigan, mm-hmm. and then the electric guy.
Yeah, the electric guy. What the hell? Loxus.
Loxus?
Loxus.
Loxus, that's his name. So those two were the top contenders. Urza was right under him, then Natsu.
I liked Mystigan up until the reveal of who he was.
Oh, yeah, he was way cool of a character before we realized that he was, like, a double.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate the whole Jalal stuff, which...
I don't like any of that.
So, it gets really unnecessarily dark when we find out Urza's backstory.
And it does what a lot of animes do, especially shonen animes, when it gets dark. It implies really bad things are happening, but it rarely actually shows it. Like, Urza loses her eye from torture, but they didn't show it happen. That just upsets me. If you're going to go that far, you need to
show apparently these cultists kidnap a bunch of kids and throw them on an island to build a tower for a fake...
A bunch of people, not just kids.
Well, yeah, a bunch of people, but a lot of them were kids.
A lot of them were kids.
To this fake god that's not even real, apparently.
Well, who knows?
No, they legitimately said, because Jalal was supposedly taken over by this god, but it was that girl who was assisting the other Jalal who was that god, apparently.
Apparently there's three Jalals.
Yeah.
There's Urza's Jalal from the tower, then there's the Jalal on the magic council.
No, I think that Jalal was just a projection.
I think he was too, but still.
Right.
And then there was
Mystigan Jalal.
Who knows of the other ones, but says he isn't them.
Yeah, not at all. It's why you have the same character design. It's stupid.
I think they're just trying to have an overarching plot for each character.
And Jalal shows up in the next arc, too.
Does he?
Yeah. He's
Mystigan Jalal?
No.
Oh my god.
No, actual Jalal. He's supposedly dead, but the little girl that he introduced has healing magic, so she brings him back to life, but he loses all of his memory, so it's like a redemption arc.
And so it's like missing it, essentially.
Except
it's Jalal, but he doesn't have memories.
Except
of being Jalal.
Jalal gets arrested at the end, and now he's so in a jail.
Whatever.
So it's
the writing could be a little better in this area.
When they focus on interpersonal conflict, it's not bad. So, but one...
So, go ahead.
So, we were talking about, there is one double. I think all Celestials are doubles, because they all use those keys.
Oh, God, they're so... Well, I hate that type of magic.
The Celestial Beings?
Yeah.
They're summoners.
I don't like them.
They're just summoners.
I get it, I don't like it.
I mean, they're weak, but they're just summoners.
But they're not weak, because they can summon something really super strong.
Yeah, but if they didn't have their keys, they're all that...
Which happens over and over.
I know. Sometimes Lucy has her keys... And doesn't use them. I'm like, why aren't you summoning something right now?
Yeah, like, you could handle this right now.
Yeah, just summon one of your super powerful gods. One of them is Leo the Lion that used to, that was a guild member for a while.
Yeah, that was a whole little, that's a mini arc. That was only a couple episodes.
Yeah,
that was a better one. I like that.
That was a good one. I
like that one a lot.
So, yeah, Leo is a celestial being, but he's posing
they
as...
They didn't know that. They just thought he was a guild member.
Right, and he's posing as a guild member. And he's like a ladies' man flirting with...
Yeah, he flirts with everyone but Lucy.
But Lucy. And then towards the end, he starts flirting with Lucy a lot. And we find out he's an actual celestial being about to die because he's trapped in our world.
She summons them. And we find out why. It's because he... So they have to go into a contract. We're going to get into that.
Right.
Which isn't anything big. But the celestial summoner?
Yeah.
Fairy tale magician has to enter into a contract with whatever celestial being they get the key for. It's not anything serious. It's just like, hey, when are you available? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll summon you on that day. That's essentially all it is, from what I can gather. Well, he had a contract with someone else in the past, 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's about right. And she was abusing one of her other celestial beings. And so he stayed in the world, which was draining Master's mm-hmm. magic, because he refused to go back. And she ended up dying out over it because she went on a mission
three months in,
and she didn't have any magic powers, so she died. And then he wasn't allowed back, so he's right. forced to save the human world.
What's funny is, in the next arc, the person who killed her is one of the bad guys, and, and she's got her keys. So anytime Lucy summons Leo, so she summons the abused girl, so Leo won't...
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, and then...
Does Lucy get the keys afterwards?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I think so. She's almost got all of them. And then she also, know that Aquarius is that one? The one that hates her and she's always talking about her boyfriend? Well, the other one had the boyfriend, so she summoned, they summoned them and the two walk off together. So it was a neat little...
As much as I dislike Lucy's powers, that's funny.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a little neat.
How do you like the comedy in it?
I hate anime comedy.
Because I agree. I hate the comedy they want you to laugh at. But the comedy they don't necessarily obviously make a joke was kind of funny. Like, Happy is this blue cat that can sort of shapeshift and fly mm-hmm. around. Well, he's just their a cat that goes along with him on missions and stuff. He's just there.
Well, he's
like familiar.
It's funny about that because he ends up being Natsu's jetpack in the last arc that you didn't see that I saw. A jetpack, and they fight in the air, so he doesn't, because they're on a moving thing, because that's not too weakens. He gets
motion sickness
really bad.
Well, but the comedy they don't necessarily, isn't an obvious joke, is actually really funny, so like, just the dialogue between some of the characters, and it's rare, mind you, but it happens, especially early on, that was pretty funny. I laughed a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad from here and there. I had a point that I want to bring up, but now I can't remember what it was.
Natsu can fly all on his own, so I don't know why he would need Happy. He flew in the last arc I watched, him and Nox, whatever his name is, the electric guy, flew up into the air and did Dragon Ball Z type fight for a couple seconds. And then I guess he ran out of power and he fell down.
Yeah, but this was like a moving platform, so, and he didn't have his ultimate Dragon Slayer powers at that time.
He can eat fire to replenish his magic energy, and there's this like concentrated magic crystal type stuff. That was in one arc, and if he can sort of force himself to eat that to regain magic energy, and when he did it, it supercharged him, even though it kind of made him a little bit sick, and he got, like, scales for armor, kind of. More or less, I think, just showed, like, a power-up. I don't know if it was really armor.
Yeah, I mean, Natsu's getting stronger with each
What's
of
weird
them.
Is, so, like, in 50 episodes of any other shonen, there's a distinct power-up
mm-hmm.
for your main character. I mean, distinct, sometimes multiple within 50 episodes. He never really got one.
No.
He just kind of bullheaded, like typical shonens, got through the end of the fight. Like, even eating that magic crystal stuff was just a temporary thing. It never comes up again, at least not from what we watch. It might come up again later. But yeah, like, there's no distinct, like, oh, I learned a new move, or I learned a new way to fight, or, you know, I powered up and now I'm much stronger. Like, he's a bit stronger than when he was first introduced, but that's kind of it. So that's a little bit weird.
Yeah, a little bit weird. Know what else I noticed about this show? They like to dress up their characters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, usually you get a set of clothes for most of your characters.
That's all you get. Yeah. Within 50 episodes, they were in multiple outfits.
Yeah, especially the girls, which makes sense, because Urza's power is pretty much changing her clothes.
Yeah, she re-equips weapons and clothes.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, one of the more interesting ones.
Yeah.
I don't know why they always say she's the strongest person, though. Because, like, it's literally just armor and weapons. Some of the armors let her do special things, but nothing crazy.
I think it's just she has the most magical power behind her.
And I guess a good fighter.
And in the next arc that, again, you didn't see that I did, they fought this guy who couldn't be hit by magic because he's an illusionist or something. But Urza let herself get beat up for a little bit so she can watch him and figure out the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. She's a tactician, too.
She's very intelligent.
So she's very smart and
strong female character.
Oh, she's my favorite character, mm-hmm. without a doubt.
Mine's probably a tie between Natsu and Gray. I like them both.
Yeah, they got a Goku Vegeta thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. They're more rivals. Less want to kill each other, more want to win the fight against each other.
Yeah, the only difference is they're both Vegeta.
Oh, speaking of, like, characters and stuff, like, you made me think of voice acting. Voice acting is great, except for Natsu. I wish they'd gotten someone else.
Yeah.
He gets better, the voice actor, whoever, and he's a popular voice actor. We've heard him many times in other animes. I forget his name. I don't know his name. But he's not main character material, in my opinion. It's just grating on the ears. And it got a little better as the series went on, but it's tough to listen to.
You know what was also kind of refreshing? That none of the characters are romantically interlocked.
Yeah, I actually had to Google that, because I was like, I had to Google a couple things, mind you, because I'm not watching all of it. Does Natsu ever find Dragneel? He does. Episode, like, 280-something. I'm not getting to that. And I'm not going to read it. There's no way I'm going to find out. So I Googled it. I Googled love interests, and supposedly Natsu and Lucy are an item, but they never actually get together, and they never really, like, do a typical love thing. They're just, their stories are, they're always there for each other when they need it.
Right.
I think it's Gray and Julia. At a certain point, Gray stops disliking her and starts being a whole lot nicer.
It makes sense.
Because she wants him pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
And she's watered his eyes.
Yeah, makes sense.
Urza and someone, I can't remember who, but it doesn't matter. But they all sort of pair up with other people, but they never actually get together. It's just kind of like, oh, they're really good together now.
Well, my point is they're not, like, interlocked with each other. They actually have separate love interests outside their little specific group. Like, of real people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But to be fair, if you do... If you spend a lot of time with a group of single people, whoops, that's my chair, sooner or later, feelings are going to be made for each other.
Yeah.
It's reasonable for that to happen. So,
but not always. And, like, in every other shonen.
Well, it's also, like, every book does that. You know what I mean? Every story does that for the most part.
Yeah, and it's bad.
It's just a part of storytelling. And there's a romance to it.
It's bad there, too.
Only if it's forced. It's fine so long as it's done right.
I mean...
I would say it's really done right.
Exactly. I don't know.
What else?
There was a point that's been driving me nuts, but I can't remember what it was. I've been trying to figure it out for 10 minutes. I've been trying to figure out what it was, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was. Oh, man.
It's okay. If we're grading it for shonens, I'd say it's as average as it gets.
Well, here's my thing. This is not on the level of One Piece or any of those, but it's definitely in like the tier below that.
Maybe 6 or 7. I'd say One Piece is an 8.
Oh yeah, that's what we get it. But you know, there's certain tiers. Like we always say, there's the great animes, but there's also a tier below it.
Yeah.
And I think this is one step below that. Cause it's
maybe right above average then.
Yeah, because it's not a bad one. It's just
the art's good, the music's good, the voice acting's good, except for the main character. The story's fairly good. It just kind of sucks here and there.
What's his name? The guy who does Piccolo.
Oh, yeah, he does Elfin.
Yeah, Elfin. His dialogue's ridiculous.
I'm a man.
Everything's, you got it as a man, this, and a man.
Talking about things getting dark, he, quote-unquote, killed his little sister.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Which he didn't, really. His magic is he turned parts of his body into demons. Well, if he does a full transformation, he lost control and killed her.
Right. Not and really I did some Googling myself.
She's not really
And bad. She's not really
of
bad.
Of course. What do you expect?
But it takes a weird turn. She's like in a different reality or something.
Okay. Not as much as I'd expect.
I don't know. So apparently they go into different dimensions and shit in the later seasons. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I liked it.
It's all right. I like it.
But it's after, like I said, the burnout came quicker than any other show.
Yeah, I really think it's because it's more of an average show. You know, the magic system is eh. I want intricacies. I want to know what powers you, how it works, how it flows through you, not magic circle, blast.
That's
which
true.
Is essentially what this is.
But at the same time, you also, it's got to have its fans and popularity that have so many episodes.
It does. Overly sexualizing, but not all the time. It's really weird when they decide to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Lucy's definitely overly sexualized.
Oh, yeah.
And so is Erza, but Erza at least has an excuse that her...
And she's got a backbone, so she'll f***ing say something about it.
Right. But Lucy is... She knows she's pretty and stuff and uses it, so...
Yeah, well, that's... I mean, people do that, so that's fair. You know, you make one character like that, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean...
What I thought was odd is the art for her, because sometimes she's got larger than average boobs. Sometimes she's got ginormous boobs. And then other times, there's a couple scenes where she's nearly flat-chested.
Well, I noticed...
Super weird.
I noticed the less clothes she has on, the bigger her boobs are.
Yes. That's it exactly. And that's exactly it. Because in one of the last episodes before I ended, she had a t-shirt and a hoodie on, and her tits were non-existent.
Yeah, so I noticed that too. And Erza's... At least Lucy dresses normal. They put Erza in, like, cat outfits and maid outfits, and they do a lot of cosplay with Erza.
Well, for her, it kind of makes sense, because her character, that's her power. She changes outfits.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway. You know, overall, yeah, I'd say a solid 6, maybe a 7. Solid 6, though.
Yeah, I was leaning towards 6 or 7 myself, but it depends on how much you like shonen.
Yeah, if you really like shonen, you might like it more.
Yeah.
Or you might like it less because you're used to really good shonen. That kind of goes either way.
I will say this, if you got through all the better shonens out there, this is not a bad one to jump into.
If you got nothing else to watch.
Yeah,
and there's plenty of episodes to watch.
Exactly. If you need something to kill time with, it's not too bad. I mean, like I said, I liked a lot of the characters, too. There's not really any...
Yeah, the characters were interesting.
None of them...
Just not Lucy, really.
I mean, her backstory's not bad, either. She was She was a rich girl, and her dynamic with her dad is pretty interesting.
Yeah, but it was like an episode throwaway. They did her backstory in, like, 1 or 2 episodes.
It comes back.
I assume it would, but still.
No, I know, but there's a whole little mini arc with her dad.
I'm sure it's an overarching thing. I'll come back again.
It's a mini... They do a little mini arc with her dad after the one you just watched, where he loses all of his money and stuff.
Anyway, so solid 6, maybe a 7. What are the other ones? Fairy Tale?
So it's Fairy Tale, Fantastic Children, Full Metal Panic, and Fuka.
Fuka?
Slice of Life Band. It had the love triangle with the pop star.
Oh, it's like on the tip of my tongue, like on the edge of my consciousness. I can't figure out what Fuka.
Yeah, I mean, they start a pop band. There's that love triangle with the famous girl. It's the last one.
Oh, Jesus, I'm an idiot. Man, that barely rings a bell at all. Anyway, what did we rate that? Do you know?
We liked it. I mean, it wasn't the best one we watched.
Okay.
But it
that sucks because I can't really remember it.
It was pretty good for what it was. We didn't like the triangle.
Full Metal Panic, number one.
Oh, yeah, that was no doubt.
I would put this second, then Fuka, then Fantastic Children.
Well, Fantastic Children...
It's the last, no matter what.
It's the last, no matter what. But I actually think if I was going to rewatch it, I'd probably rewatch Fuka, because...
Versus this? We do rewatch only.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I agree.
Even quality, I think this is better. Fuka was better.
But maybe because it's short and more concise.
Well, I found doing this show that I just like Slice of Life better than...
They tend to be pretty decent.
Like, their stories are... They have to do a good story in order to have a good anime. So, I just like those better. You can't really rewatch A Slice of Life, but, you know.
I mean, I guess you could if it was, like, 10 years later.
And you don't remember. If you have a shit memory, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so, ready to spin for category G?
Yeah, let's spin the thousand anime in here.
It's spinning, by the way, sorry. Girls Bravo.
Girls,
see what that is.
Bravo.
It doesn't sound like a good one.
No, it doesn't.
It had a second season.
Oh!
11 episodes. Comedy, harem, or the tags. Plot summary. Small for his age, Yukinari has been bullied and abused by girls all his life. Now in high school, he has developed a rare condition. Whenever girls touch him or even come close, he breaks out in hives. Imagine his surprise when he is suddenly transported to the city of Saren on a mystic world invisibly orbiting the Earth and populated with vast number of women and very few men. Fortunately, he has a new friend, Miharu-chan, whose touch inexplicably doesn't affect him.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
He looks young.
Is that him? I don't know. I think this is the first harem tag one we got, but
also transport to another world, which is, I forget the name of that genre, but it's also that. But this is old. The box art's very old. This is probably 90s.
But it's weird that it's only 11 episodes.
I'm okay with that. You're not going to see me.
Yeah, it makes me want to look it up and see if it's actually just 11 episodes.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, no, but you know how it is. It might look old, but that just might be...
I don't think it's old. It has to be. It says DVD.
Oh.
The box art says DVD on it. That's old as shit.
Yeah, I guess. Just weird that it's 11.
That is a little odd. I guess we'll find out. Maybe one or two episodes aren't on here. We'll find it somewhere else.
All right.
Next episode, guys.
Girls Bravo.
Bravo.
Boo. Bye.